Closings in August were down slightly compared to the same month last year, and median prices dipped for the first time since February, though at $253,000, that's still higher than any month in 2015. The Greater Nashville Association of Realtors is saying the tick downward is nothing to worry about. But if anything, state worker and first-time homebuyer Catherine Schulte welcomes the easing on prices and the pace of the housing market. She and her husband rent a 600-square-foot house in East Nashville. The area's become so popular, she could hardly afford to buy something of similar size.
One of the purposes of buying the house was also to get more space in case we ever have kids, and to think you can't even, these little houses might not even be achievable. What is kind of scary.
Schulte has a contract to buy what she calls a fixer-upper in Charlotte Park, west of town off Briley Parkway. She says she almost gave up finding a house when it looked like everything in their budget and close to the city was either a townhouse or new construction of two homes on one lot, leaving no yard. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.